Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Welcome back to More To It, the show that takes a deep dive into the biggest stories in sports, entertainment, and culture. Start with headline news and then journey to deeper conversations, always finding those life lessons that are presented in every single story. I'm your host, Marcellus Wiley, that dude.
Oh, and I'm not shy. I am fly with no more pink eye. God dang it. Woo, I'm back. How I look? I'm too sexy for them shades. Too sexy. Yes, I'm paid. Too sexy. Yeah, I made it. Damn it. Woo, I feel good. I look a mess still. I can't lie. I got bags under my eye. I look like I went 3 rounds with Mike. Oh, snap, man. Thank you guys for rocking with your boys. Even through the Hollywood stage of my T.O. pink eye, right? Had to wear my shades. That's my quarterback. I was looking a damn mess up here. But thank you for your viewership, Brinks TV, Reach TV, your membership. Wiley's World, YouTube, Pioneer DJ set and kit is coming your way so you can like your boy, that dude. But let's start off the show like we always start off the show. What's up with that dude? Well, yesterday, my wife and I, we neglected our kids. That's right. My wife came home. She was just full of some new energy. And she was like, baby, let's go out to eat. And I'm looking at her like, we ain't never going in to eat because you ain't never cooking. So let's go out to eat, right? So I ain't mad at that. But it was like 4 o'clock. And I'm like, the itty bitties just got home. You know, 4 to 8 is me and itty bitty time. We kicking it. And I had a little of that parental guilt, but I was like, you know what? I just read this yesterday, that the most important relationship in a family is not mother to kids. It's not father to kids, right? It's not even kids to kids. It's mother to father. And that kind of caught me off guard because it was right underneath my nose. And it was weird. Like, damn, you're right. Because when you got a happy relationship at the top, it all just trickles down, right? So I was like, I gotta make sure because I'm guilty of this. Oh man, I love my wife, but we be having issues sometimes. And then I just go straight to my kids. I'm here and bunkered in with the kids. I am just doing this with the kids, right? And that's my protection. And the kids never do wrong. So it's like a perfect relationship. Well, you gotta make sure you take care of the difficult one at times, which is the marital relationship. So we went to a hole in the wall sushi spot right down the street. Like right next to a liquor store almost, it felt like. Like that kind of hole in the wall. Like you ain't never eaten there. And I used to always be curious. Like it's a lot of people there for that to look like that spot. Now, where I live, they always say, don't judge the book by its cover. Because the sushi spots out here, woo! You can't see them coming, right? And we went in there and I was looking around a little nervous. I'm like, all right, let me get something in here. I got like a BRC roll. I don't even know what the hell that is. And I ordered it. Oh, woo! This place is fire. So now it's the best kept secret out here in California. Not telling y'all where I went, but had a great conversation with the wife and made sure we restored that love. So that was cool. And then that last night, MJ slept with us on top of Araya, on top of my wife. So therefore, I had to sleep the opposite way feet to their face, because I was just like, dog, this is too many shoulders up here. Like, shoulders. My wife big as hell, too. She got them kind of shoulders like this. Then Araya, she's gigantic for a four-year-old. She bowled up. MJ, y'all know what he do. Bow, bow. And then I'm like, all right, let me put my feet down. I'm going to sleep the opposite end. So let's just say these bags under my eyes, not just pink eye, not just Mike Tyson three rounds, but also I ain't get the best of sleep. Other than that, took the itty-bitties to school and set a new record for drop-off. Real parents know you got to set records for drop-off. Every day, it is a competition to get them itty-bitties to their teachers as fast as possible without looking like that parent, right? So today, I set a new record for my drop-off. All right, let's talk about this story right here. Change of tone right now, where two Cleveland Brown players were robbed at gunpoint, and that was reported by the police. So two Cleveland Brown players robbed at gunpoint by six masked men. Come on, y'all. Y'all know that was a setup. We'll talk through it. So the police redacted the names of the victims in the incident, but they were released by the team. We figured it out. It was Greg Newsom II and defensive tackle Perrion Winfrey. Neither was harmed during the incident. So we start there, right? All safe. But according to police, the two players left the Cleveland nightclub early Monday morning. You know how you do when you're in the league. Anywhere. You don't even got to be in the league, but we know how the league boys do it as well. When they got to Newsom's truck in a nearby parking lot, six masked men jumped out of an unknown car and robbed them at gunpoint at 3:30 in the morning. In addition to stealing their jewelry, the suspects fled in Newsom's truck. Okay, so this is not just the low-level criminals. This is not just rando. This is a setup. We know where y'all going. We know who y'all are, and we know it's going to be some money involved. So the police are attempting to locate the stolen vehicle, and Newsom referenced the incident on Twitter, writing, "It's a cruel world we live in." Yes, it is. So Newsom wasn't the only Browns player to have his car stolen over the weekend. Check this out. Another source confirmed that the Browns backup running back, Demetri Felton, had his vehicle stolen out of his apartment garage. All right, so Coach Stefanski says, "I'm glad our guys are okay. We want everybody to be safe. We want to get violent people off our streets." Yes, and it's an ongoing investigation. Now, what else can he say but the obvious, right? So nothing profound coming from Coach Stefanski. Let me give you guys some insight. When you move into a new city, right, and all these guys, you know, 99% of them are not from Cleveland, obviously, and then you move into that city, everyone knows who you are. Why? Because as soon as you move on the block, the neighbors start talking. Guess who lives next to me? And that just continues, right, because you're a celebrity, especially in that locale, in that location. So when that gets out, all of a sudden, not everybody who's hearing that is so happy for your presence. Some of them are thinking of you as prey. So here's a couple of things that help them become better predators. One, they know your schedule. Mandatory minicamp, blasted on ESPN, blasted on Fox for weeks, right? They see the dates. They know all those celebrities are coming back. So then they know where you live and they know you're back in town. And then everybody in that city knows where the hotspots are, right? So you know where everyone likes to go. Oh, I saw a few Browns players there. Saw a few Browns players there. Blah, blah, blah. So what starts to happen is they just get a scheduling. They get an understanding and intel of not only where you are, but where you're going a lot of the times. So these kind of setups, when they happen, I'll tell you, I had a conversation with Big U. If you guys know who he is, you know who he is. If you don't, find out. We did an interview 20, 25 years ago talking about this very same thing. And a lot of the OGs, especially in those neighborhoods, try to protect the celebrities, try to protect the athletes, the players, but not all of them. Some of them don't check in. Some of them don't comply. Some of them they don't know. And some of it is just random, right? But the point being, in those situations, there have been calls before on very high-profile players that I know that were saved by someone bigger with stature, OG status, who said, nah, not him. Can you imagine that that's what's really happening in the back doors of these situations and nightclubs and somebody just sitting in the car on the phone with the homies like him? Can we? Can we not? Situations like that. So all I got to say is, man, look, we're all vulnerable. Just some of us are luckier than others. There's no foolproof way of doing this. You can't stay in the house forever because you can get robbed at home. Shannon Sharp, you go out, this situation can happen. Just be smart in everything you do. No more pink eye. Now I got them liquor store eyes, as I call them. The Michael Jordan eyes. You know how Michael Jordan be looking like he always at the liquor store? He look like he just had a Bud Light or something. All right, those are how my eyes look right now. They're not clear white, but they're not pink anymore. So thank you guys for your viewership. Brinks TV, Reach TV, and your membership, YouTube, Wiley's World. Keep joining because you get stuff like this and a whole DJ kit set. All right, let's get into Ja Morant, who must have had a toy gun set, I guess, the way his camp claims that Ja was holding a toy gun in that second video. Let's get into it. So Ja Morant, we know, been in the headlines for the past month due to his second Instagram Live gun scandal. That's just ignorant in its, like your second gun scandal on IG Live. Like, that's how you're going to go down? That's how you're going to lose hundreds of millions of dollars? Ignorant. All right, so the NBA has already conducted this investigation and made a decision, though Adam Silver refused to reveal their findings until the season is officially over after the finals. So as we all wait to see what the NBA has to say about the controversy, a new rumor emerged pushing the narrative that the gun Morant flashed in the IG Live video was a fake. It was a fake gun on fake social media. Oh, that must make it real. All right. So the Breakfast Club host, Claudia Jordan, my dog, let me stop down. First of all, Claudia Jordan is the homie for like 20, 30 years. And all I remember is when she moved to LA, I was at, we were at Cedric Ceballos' pool party, which used to be epic in LA. Like half of them Dr. Dre videos back in the days looked like Cedric Ceballos' pool party, right? And I remember meeting her because one, she fine as hell and I was too young in the league. You know who was there too? I was hanging with Kobe Bryant at that time because he was a young hot shot and I just got drafted. And I remember saying, damn, she beautiful. Goodness. So I came up to her because I was in no space to act like I was really focused. So she just was like, I see you coming, brother. Anyway, long story short, that was like her second day in LA ever. And I remember we just kicked it forever, man. And good luck to her with the Breakfast Club and hosting all that and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, she's the one who made this revelation. Just had to give her stripes. Noting that her sources shared that Morant's camp was allegedly claiming that the firearm everyone saw in the video was a pat-pat toy gun. Okay, so Morant's camp even reportedly sent it to Silver and the league office to push their stance that Morant shouldn't be punished for it, though to no avail. Jordan went on to claim that the league is set to slap the Grizzlies youngster with a 30-game suspension. Okay, I said 41 games. I thought half the season. 30 sounds random. 41 is random, except it's just half the season. And 8 games certainly was random the first time. So she says, quote, Adam Silver is still going to go through with the suspension, looking like it should be 30 games, even though the NBA knows it was a toy gun. Well, they may know it was a toy gun, but this situation is hella real. And sponsors and brands and the brand of the NBA as a whole takes a hit, even if you are out there trying to fake it, Ja Morant. So for what it's worth, the other hosts of the Breakfast Club, they weren't buying the fake gun talk, right? Charlamagne, the God, gotta say the God, huh, even though that's the homie, couldn't help but say that it's a lame excuse. Check. Duh. He noted that if it's a toy gun, right, from the start, if you know it's that, his camp should have said it in the beginning. Also questioned why Ja Morant needed to issue an apology. Thank you. If it's a fake gun, why is your boy, first of all, dropping the phone if it's a fake gun? Second of all, if it's a fake gun, he dropped the phone, picked the phone back up, and just laugh at the fake gun. Say, oh, we're just making light of what happened before. Nobody was thinking that way. Because none of that was real in that moment. It was a real gun. That's what I think. So anyway, then why you issue an apology? You got time and time between the fake gun incident that you don't even know the reaction yet. And you could have said anything. You didn't. You waited till the backlash got too much. You started to lose your endorsements like Nike, etc. And then all of a sudden issue an apology. Was that a fake apology, like that was a fake gun? Or was that a real apology about a fake gun? Or was it a real apology about a real gun? Y'all see how fake this sounds? Crazy, right? So DJ Envy also made an argument why he has doubts that Morant's gun was a fake, saying it should have been an orange tip gun if it was a toy gun. That is true, but not 100% true. I remember growing up, there used to be a lot of these shootings. I don't hear about them as much as I used to. Not saying they still don't happen. But growing up, my family was petrified, scared, terrified of us playing with any type of gun. I'm talking about a video game gun. I'm talking about Duck Hunt. We couldn't even play with Duck Hunt. You used to see cats rip the wire off a Duck Hunt and walking around in the gun in the neighborhood before. Not my family. My daddy never, I mean, even the little itty bitty one that was orange, they'll go pat, pat, pat. My daddy was like, no, sir. Living in Compton, living off Slauson, hell nah. Police come by here or somebody think that's real, you gone. And what you gonna say on your obituary? It wasn't real or something. So made no sense. But they all don't have that orange tip. You know that. BB guns especially. So Morant's camp, his camp has yet to address these latest rumors. Nonetheless, it's unlikely fans will know the truth until the NBA makes its official announcement and decision. And only thing that's evident right now is that Morant is getting suspended. And that is real, not fake. Now, here's the thing. If this was really a fake gun, this is the... I thought it was bad before how dumb this was for this guy to, hey, take this type of hit to his brand, to the keys, to the NBA that they were dangling right in front of his face. But if he's now going to try and hide behind a stance of that was fake the second time, that's more ignorant because it was already flippant to have a real gun the first time. But that's okay. It's your Second Amendment rights, but you're still looking irresponsible, even though nothing's illegal. But the second time, if it's real, dumb, dumb, dumb. But if it's fake and you're going to get real consequences, you imagine going to jail for something that you didn't even really do. You did something that was fake and you in jail. You got real punishment for something fake. You made this situation worse. I hope this was just a rumor by the homie Claudia. If not, woo, Ja Morant. I don't know how much lower you're going to go, big dog, because that is real. Thanking you for your viewership, Brings TV, Reese TV, membership, YouTube, Wiley's World. Who's the DJ out there? Huh? Who is in their dorm room going and want some of these, man? Be a YouTube Wiley's World member. They can be yours. All right. PGA Tour. What's up? Live Golf. What it do? Meet each other. Unite. What? What just happened? All right, so we know there have been plenty of bombshell reports during the PGA Tour and LIV Golf League's ongoing battle. And when I say battle, I mean real battle. They were not pulling any punches. Cats were talking about each other to the character. Forget what your brand was. Forget what your game was. Cats were attacking their character. So that battle on the course and in the courts, on the course and in the courts, to topple each other for supremacy in what was once known as the gentleman's game has now ended, right? Because nothing in the past 18 months or so told us that this moment was coming. Not Phil Mickelson's controversial comments about the Saudi Arabian monarchy's history of alleged human rights violations, not major championship winners like Dustin Johnson, Bryson DeChambeau, and Brooks Koepka, who's my favorite right now, accepting hundreds of millions of dollars. I couldn't even get that out right. Let me say it again. Hundreds of millions of dollars on top of the money they already have and have earned and have accrued to defect to LIV Golf, right? I'm already on a PGA Tour. I'm already a big name. I'm already making millions of dollars. Oh, but I am about to go live my life at LIV Golf for hundreds of millions of dollars. All right. And everybody went through that, right? And now all of that has changed because shortly after 10 o'clock yesterday, the commissioner of the PGA Tour, Jay Monahan, sat with Yasir Al-Rumayyan, I don't know, help me, the governor of Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund, PIF. I know what that is, which is financing LIV Golf. And they went on CNBC to announce that their circuits, along with the DP World Tour, had reached an agreement to now unify and form a larger commercial enterprise. Okay, without diving into each individual entity right now, you gotta feel the love of, wow, look at this unification, right? Look at this big conglomerate we now have. That's amazing for a sport. Basically, they have now went from American Football Conference and National Football Conference to form the NFL. Who wouldn't celebrate that? Well, a lot of golf fans are not celebrating that, and a lot of players as well. So PIF, with more than $600 billion in assets, now y'all know why this is happening, will be the leading investor in the yet-to-be-named new entity. You think? Oh, who else gonna lead the damn, who else got $600 billion plus to lead this damn endeavor? So it will also become a premier corporate sponsor of the PGA Tour, DP World Tour, and other international tours. Y'all catching all of this? Nobody saw this coming. I have a lot of friends, golf enthusiasts. As you know, my first sport ever at 5 years old was golf. My dad is an avid golfer to this day. He didn't see this coming. So after months of defending the PGA Tour and criticizing the source of LIV Golf's funding at every turn, Monahan made an abrupt heel turn. Yes, he did, leaving golf fans and his own tour members to question everything they heard from him for more than a year. Here's his quote. "I recognize that people are going to call me a hypocrite." All right, trying to get in front of it. He knows that. "Anytime I said anything, I said it with the information that I had at the moment. And I said it based on someone that's trying to compete for the PGA Tour and our players. I accept those criticisms, but circumstances do change. I think that in looking at the big picture and looking at it this way, that's what got us to this point." All right, let's just skip past all the rest, because all the rest is trying to save cover, save face, make sure this looks good. Let me tell you what's really happening here. Max Kellerman and I used to always say, with new information comes that new evidence, which will come with a new opinion. So I will give Monahan that respect, that things have changed. Here's the thing. This just highlights what Business 101 tells you. Money talks. They're sitting there with $600 billion in assets. That's always going to be the most beautiful woman in that room. She's always going to get attention. She's always going to have sway. You look at LIV Golf, they always was going to have a say. Now, what started to emerge? Obviously, a lot of the lawsuits and tens of millions of dollars going back and forth. And when I got $600 billion, and let's just say you don't, big bank takes little bank. And the way it takes it is by having a war chest. That war chest is so enormous, let's just play this out in court. And then let's just dry up all your funds. And then what you were fighting for, you no longer have, because it no longer exists, because we dried you up. So we always knew that LIV Golf had tremendous leverage. Now, PGA Tour had leverage too, except they were fighting this case against somebody with a bigger bankroll. And more importantly, they started to lose some of their deals as well. So my final summation of all of this is simple. Business is done in real time, not regret time. So anybody, Tiger Woods included, whoever you want to say that could have took $600, $800 million, whether they were virtue signaling or not, whether they really felt that way or not, that's what they decided to do in that moment. And frankly, even though I do feel bad, like, damn, that's a lot of money y'all could have had for just a year, I don't feel bad as well, because no risk, and they didn't want to take the risk. They didn't want to take the character assassination. They didn't want to take those hits that we saw others take, like Brooks Koepka, right? So no risk, no reward. You don't get that $600, $800 million that you could have got easily by that. So all that said, this just highlights the nature of business, big business on a big scale. This story is so long and so detailed, we could have went everywhere. But I'm interested to see what you guys think of the merger, because ultimately, everybody's going to win, except those who were standing there on some holy ground saying they didn't want to defect. Now those guys are out of hundreds of millions of dollars. All right, y'all. Y'all know how we end every show. We end it with a Wiley-ism. Ooh, one day that's going to be y'all instead of Mikey P. Y'all gonna wear y'all glasses and y'all little, what was that, a Darth Vader shirt? I don't know. Here's today's Wiley-ism. Nothing is to be feared, only understood. Where you going with this, Marcellus? Ah, nothing is to be feared, only understood. Why? Because your fear is your ignorance. And that's what makes you scared. The fact that you don't know, and what you don't know is scary. Human beings, we're just wired for that convenience, for that comfort, for that security. And whenever we get out of that comfort zone, that's when the fear kicks in. That's when the fear kicks up. And that's when your ignorance is on full display. You see it through race relationships, right? All the time. You can see it through cultural relationships and differences, right? What you don't know about the other culture, you misinterpret. What you don't know about the other person, you misunderstand. And then all of a sudden, you start to fear, right? You don't get closer in that distance. Most of the time, you back up just to try to figure it out. So it's interesting, man. I went to a gun range recently, right? Outdoor gun range I told you guys about, right? And I own a gun. And at the same time, using a gun responsibly, not John Morant, responsibly at a gun range, I still have a fear of using guns. You want to know why? Because I am not a master of my tool. I'm not a master of that gun. They had a gun master there who was helping me, talk me through step by step, right? The safety's here, okay. This is how you change the cartridge, okay. This is where you should aim, okay. This is your stance, okay. And it's just like playing sports. When you don't know, you're a little scared for that game. But when you start to get really prepared and you know what you're supposed to do and you're fully prepared, where'd the fear go? It's gone. Because I have mastered that moment. So I noticed it then. Not obviously if someone pull a gun on you, we all scared, god dang it. I'm talking about you using the gun in a safe environment. I still was sitting there like this. Just because I'm not a master of that situation, that tool. And another thing taught me this when I was really young. My Aunt Mimi. Yes, she used to go on a show. If you guys don't know it, Google it. Called That's Incredible. And That's Incredible used to do all these crazy things, including the best thing they did was line up millions of dominoes in a big, gigantic room and just hit one. And go, I just sit there for 2 minutes just looking at it like amazed. But my Aunt Mimi used to go on that show because she was a world famous animal trainer. She was on Oprah and everything, right? And one thing that I learned from her, because she used to come over to our house and see my Auntie Brenda as well. And she used to bring all these crazy animals. And I was sitting there like, whoa, they cute. Like the little monkey cute, you know, but at the same time, the little iguana cute. But I'm like, yo, I'm kind of like this. Oh, hey, how you doing? Monkey used to come over with a diaper, just sit on your shoulder and just be chilling, gnawing on a banana, laughing around. I was like, what? But I'm scared. I'm looking at his nails and stuff. I'm like, god dang. Her? Like it was her brother. Like it was her baby. Like it was just another little thing. Nothing to her. Why? Because she had mastered training them. So nothing's to be feared. Just only understood. All right, y'all. That'll do it for More To It. Check the show notes for all the information on our topics today. Today! Want to keep the conversation going? Let's talk. Find me on all socials at Marcellus Wiley. More To It is a production of Dan Patrick Productions, Dad Dude Entertainment, and Workhouse Media. The show is executive produced by Dan Patrick, Marcellus Wiley, Paul Anderson, and Nick Pinella. Thanks for all the love, ratings, and subscriptions, and reviews, membership to Wiley's World on YouTube. Keep it coming, because there's more coming from More To It. Talk to y'all hella soon. Go.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Want to increase your salary? Discover your earning potential with CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder.com knows you have superpowers that make you good to your job. They're called skills. And CareerBuilder.com has tools specially designed to help you move up, like CareerBuilder CoLab. Check out resume examples. Learn what recruiters are looking for. Search salaries. And view different career paths based on your skills. You'll be amazed to know how many ways you can use the skills you already have to build your future. Visit CareerBuilder.com.